Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, our guest is Jim Bethel, who's CEO at J&J. How you doing, Jim?
Just fine, and good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to definitely do this interview because last week you guys won an award, which I think is extremely prestigious. You won the Georgia Family Business of the Year Award, and you were recognized down in Atlanta. I was able to go and attend. And you won the large category for companies of 250 or more employees. So I wanted to talk to you about it. First, let me say congratulations to you.
Thank you, and thank you for being there. We had a lot of community supporters there at that awards ceremony, and it was good to have you there along with a lot of other folks.
Oh, I know, and let me tell you, I was surprised. I think you had about close to 50 family members there, and then you had some suppliers and some just community friends that were there. But, yeah, let's talk real quick about the award and then a couple other things about that evening. But this is actually put together by the Cox Family Enterprise Center and Georgia Trend Magazine. And this Cox Family Enterprise Center is actually part of the business school at Kennesaw State, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. And a lot of people don't know that Kennesaw State is now the third largest university in our state, second only to Georgia Southern and to University of Georgia. And it's a big-time operation down in Kennesaw.
It is. I mean, some people might think this is some state community thing, but it's not at all. I mean, they have a doctorate program.
That's correct. They had several of those doctoral candidates there at the award ceremony.
Yeah. Well, one of the neatest things, I talked to a couple of the judges in the cocktail hour prior to the awards and asked them, what is the criteria for deciding as they're looking at the applicants? And I think there are over 1,000 applicants for all the different categories. And they said, well, it wasn't just around business success, around revenue growth, or the things that a lot of businesses are judged on, but it was in how you keep the family involved and the kind of systems that you've put into place to make sure that this continues to be a strong family-run company. So can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, I don't know that we've done anything particularly unique, except we've really encouraged over the years communication among the families. Of course, we have a little bit different situation with J&J Industries as it would relate to most family-owned businesses, is that we actually have two primary families involved in the ownership. And so over the years, we've been in business now 52 years. It's been interesting to see the dynamics between those two families as we run the business together. But I think primarily we have the same family core values. And I think that's been very, very important over the years. And the amount of issues that have to be resolved on a family basis were very early on with our founders, Tom Jones and Rollins Jolly, and their relationship and what they put in place has really enabled us over the years to have a minimal of those issues. And so I would just boil it down to communication, making sure that everybody sort of knows what's going on in the business and where our focus is going to be.
Well, and for those people, I think a lot of people probably know this, but J&J actually does stand or represent those two families, the Jolly and the Jones family. And
that's where the J's came from. Yeah. That's correct.
And even though you're Jim Bethel, I mean, you actually married Mr. Jones's daughter, so you're
well. Well, I kid about that. Yeah, I got into the business the old-fashioned way. I married the boss's daughter, yeah. So I mean, that was the case. Yes.
And I'm sure over the years, as this industry has consolidated, you've been approached several times by some of these guys and say, "Hey, why don't you sell to us?" And you haven't done that because you realize the value of having a family-run company.
Well, that's a good point. There have been those opportunities over the years to combine operations with others. And I think it boiled down to, as we considered those things, is that we were still having fun doing the business like we wanted to, and that has continued. Every day I'm just thankful that I turn the corner and drive down J&J Drive, and I look forward to coming to work, and I think as long as the next generation continue on doing that, we'll be a family-owned business for a while.
Okay. One of the neat things, too, I want to point out is there were several other awards given that night. And, some of the other people that came up and accepted the award, they told anecdotal stories about, you know, how they got started and stuff like that. And you know, but when you, I mean, you actually went up and did the acceptance speech, and I guess typical to the character and personality of J&J Industries, you were more thankful to Cox Enterprise and to the suppliers than, and didn't speak a whole lot about your own company.
Well, those two things are important. I think certainly the Cox Enterprise, and that's part of the Cole School of Business, but they've sort of, if you will, found a market niche down there where they are really emphasizing and focusing on family-owned businesses, and we all know how important family businesses are actually to our nation's economy. The small and family-owned businesses, and most small businesses are family-owned, are in fact the wellspring of new job creations and opportunity in this economy that we have, and that's very important in this day and time. The other thing that I did try to emphasize is how important the supplier relationship is to every business. We had a number of wonderful suppliers there, but I don't think that enough attention is given to in the academic circles of, for the press. I mean, we'll sort of throw that barb your way a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in just in general conversation, how important suppliers are to the process of building a good company. And so those relationships, their expertise actually is what makes us shine in certain areas that we don't have the time, talent, or money to promote or to investigate. So that's what you rely on suppliers to do for you, is make you look smart in your business.
Yeah, well, there's one other thing I want to point out. You know, if you study Peter Drucker, and you know, he tells you how to motivate people, and he says, you know, it's all based on the incentive program. But I've got to say that there's one other thing, especially when it comes to family business, and that is, if your name is the brand, it's another way of having a lot of energy around making sure that where you work is extremely successful, because you know the company stands for who you are.
That is true, and we're blessed with, you know, we've got some, being in business now 52 years, we've got some exceptionally long-term employees, people that have been with us over 40 years. We don't have anybody who was here when it was started, but close to it. And having that longevity, you really do become family, so it's important. You know, one of the people there that night, they gave a Century Award, a family business that was in business for 100 years.
Oh, I know.
Happened to be a veterinary.
Veterinary, I know. I thought that was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, she was very articulate in doing it. She did. One of the things that she said was that when you have your own business and it is your brand or whatnot, mm-hmm. you can do the right thing. And invariably, the right thing you do is the best thing for the business. And it is one of the, I won't say it's luxuries that you have as being a family-owned business, but being able to approach the business on a long-term basis and being able to do right things, even though in the short term it may cost you money, long term it's the best for the business, and you can sleep at night. So there are advantages to being small and being family-owned, and one of them is just that ability to sort of carry on the brand as you think it ought to be.
Yeah. That's interesting that you bring her up, because I remember thinking, sitting there watching, that her great-grandfather was given the pet side of that business, you know, because it wasn't the core focus. Now that's turned into the big moneymaker.
That's right. In other words, what was a loss 100 years ago is the moneymaker today, I'm sure that there'll be those stories again.
Right, exactly. Jim, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. I definitely want to recognize you. You know, we've known for a long time that you've got a great company. It's made up of family members and other good employees. So we've been talking to Jim Bethel, who is CEO at J&J Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.